What's up, everybody? It's Isaac. No music, which means it's a special announcement. It's only a 5-minute ordeal that I'll subject you to. If you haven't heard, and I'm sure you already have, I'm just making sure you didn't miss it. We're starting a very special project, to go through the symbolism of Twin Peaks. And I want to invite you to join along. We're going to go behind the scenes on the supporter feeds for the whole thing. Starting in, of course, we already started. We did the Twin Peaks episode 1, the primer, where I told you all about how great the show is and all this stuff. And the next show I'm going to do should be this week. I'm going to do a deep dive into all the cast and crew, the actors and the actresses that make Twin Peaks so legendary. And then we're, and again, this is a work in progress, so you got to sort of bear with me. Like I said, this is a long game. This is going to be probably about a year of me taking you behind the scenes of me writing a book on this impossibly massive topic. But I feel like it's important because this is, dare I say, a masterclass on occult symbolism. It kind of, Twin Peaks kind of wraps up everything we've always talked about. So for my 10th book, I will be writing about Twin Peaks, barring, I don't know, unforeseen circumstances. That's the plan. And I will be going through all of season 1, all of season 2, the film Fire Walk With Me, and then, of course, Twin Peaks The Return, season 3. We will also go through David Lynch and his bio. We'll go through a few of the books, Secret Diary of Laura Palmer, the Secret History of Twin Peaks book, the Twin Peaks The Final Dossier book. And as we go on the journey, I'm going to, as you already heard on the Twin Peaks primer, I'm going to try my best to not spoil too much and not reveal too much. It's going to be kind of a slow process as we go along. All right. And I'll also be learning along with you as I rewatch the whole series again. And you're going to enjoy each episode. We're going to talk about every episode of the show. All right. And I can already tell you, I've got a massive outline. I've got half the book written already, just in choppy notes on my phone. Tons of symbolism in this whole show. Owls, aliens, entities, tulpas, magic, ritual magic, blood sacrifice, goddesses, duality, secret societies, transcendental meditation, of course, the atomic bomb. And that's where I think everything kind of comes together, right? And I'll explain why when we get there. Project Blue Book, Majestic 12, Tibet. All the occultists love Tibet, and there's a reason why. That's why Dale Cooper is always talking about it in the show. Kabbalah, the Scarlet Woman, the Shadow, the Adrenochrome is in there, traumatic abuse, altered states, triggers, dissociative identity disorder, sex magic, of course, is a massive part of this. You know, Aleister Crowley said that was the ultimate secret at the center of all occult activities, and Mark Frost and David Lynch knew it. They showed it to you. We're going to enter the mob zone, Kenneth Grant's mob zone, the demonic entities of Baal and Jowdy, black lodges, white lodges, and then, of course, all your favorite characters are going to come up. Lynch, Blavatsky, Crowley, James Selby Downard, and, of course, the man that I think is behind all this is going to be Jack Parsons. We're going to do some Jack Parsons talk. I'm not sure how this is going to look, though. I'll be completely honest with you. Like I said, you're going to get, and when you join the supporter feeds, I got a coupon code. You can get in for $2 for the first month on the VIP section. $2, and you're going to get $2 and all the things. I'll grift you here in a minute. But I'm going to do the regular occult symbolism pop culture show, as always. I will provide a bonus episode monthly on the supporter feeds, as always. And then on top of that, I will be providing the Twin Peaks stuff. It might be one bonus show a month. It might be 5 bonus shows a month. I just don't know. It might be one every other month. It just depends on where we're at in the journey, okay? But I wanted to do this as a way to make this more of a community experience. I want everyone to sort of go behind the scenes of making this book and how we're going to look at it, because I'll be actually researching some of these topics live. Like, for instance, I watched the whole thing already, but now I'm rewatching it, taking notes as I go along through each episode. And I don't remember what happened in season three anymore. I'm on season two. I forget what happened in season three. And I'm going to say, hey, there's this weird thing Laura Palmer does. What the heck does this mean? And sometimes I'll remember. I'll say, okay, yeah, you know what? In season three, she does this other thing. Or I'll forget and say, you know what? I don't know why she does this. I'm going to have to look that up. That's going in the reserve tank. We'll figure it out later, okay? You kind of get what I'm saying here. So what I want you to do is join up on the supporter feeds. I'm dropping the bonus Twin Peaks. I call it the Gray Lodge. You're going to enter the Gray Lodge on any of the supporter feeds, whichever one you like the most. I don't have a preference. But the one that I manage myself is the VIP section. Granted, a little clunkier than the others. Not terrible. If you're a little just a tiny bit tech savvy, you'll be fine. Because what you do is you sign up for the VIP section, and the system will email you an RSS code. Then you copy that RSS code and paste it into whatever podcast app you like that's compatible, of course. Do not use the Castos podcast app. Everyone, that's who's the host. Apparently, the app is atrocious. That's what everyone tells me. I use Apple Podcast. In fact, when you get the email, I think you just got to click the RSS link, and it takes you right to the Apple Podcast app feature, and it adds it in there. And you'll see a different logo for the show that says VIP section, and you'll go ad-free, get all the bonus past episodes, 170 past bonus episodes. You'll also get the two books, The Dark Path and Kubrick's Code. You get early access every week. You get a 10% off Gumroad. You could buy the shirts and the signed books that I got in my store for 10% off. Just enter the code CHERRYPIE. So you go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, scroll down towards the bottom. There's a paragraph that says, ready to be a VIP. And you click the drop-down link, choose Tier 1. And at the bottom of the form, where you punch in your credit card number, you're going to see a thing that says add coupon. Just type in cherry pie, either all lower or all caps. Hit apply and boom, you're in. It'll send you the email. But you only got till July 1st to do this. So you better get in there. $2 to try it out. Make sure you like it for the first month. Then it goes up to $5 a month for tier one. Sound like a deal? Sounds like a deal. And of course, I've got the other supporter platforms. Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher, which is honestly probably the one I'd advise you to go to be honest, because there's going to be comment sections for every episode, and if you're a Twin Peaks geek, you get in there and drop knowledge, right? I'm sure people are going to want to talk about this, that, and the other. I mean, you'll be blown away by how intense people are into Twin Peaks. I'm getting there. I'm a newbie, though. I'm learning. I'm a newbie. But yeah, I got the, and then of course Apple Podcast Premium. That's the easiest way to get in. You just go to the Apple Podcast app if you're on an Apple device, and boom, you're in. You hit the button to subscribe, and you're in, just like that. So that's the whole deal. I just wanted to make sure you didn't miss the big. If you listen to the Twin Peaks Primer episode, you already know all this. So, hello. I hope you signed up. If not, and here's another thing. Because I love the free feed losers too. I love you. I give you grief, but you know what? I grew up watching 80s wrestling, and I'm a $1 million man kind of guy. I'm a pokey in the chest kind of guy. Just trolling around, right? Of course I kid. The free feed losers, you're going to get these episodes, but it's going to take a long time. It's going to take you a year till you get to hear them, because I will release them under the free feed when I have the book done or somewhere around there, right? So fret not. If you're a free feed loser, you're still winning, baby. But if you want to go behind the scenes, you want to join me, you want to take advantage of that discount code to get in there for $2, get all the greatest things in life. Because then once you're in that VIP and you try it out and you like it for the $2, you get to keep the books. Once you get it set up, you can sign up for an annual discount. I maxed out the annual discount. So it won't be $5 a month. If you pay it in full for the year, I think it comes down to like, I don't even know, $4, three something. I don't know what it is. So there you go. Check it out. And yeah, that's all I got. I'm going to go. I think the next episode we're going to talk about the cast and crew. I'm going to go through every single character in this story. Then we get into the Grey Lodge territory. We're going to go through season one, episode one. It's a damn movie. It's an hour and a half. I think David Lynch was the one that directed that one. That's when the Grey Lodge starts. my friends, and you don't want to miss out. So join the supporter feeds now. Links are always in the show notes. Till next time, stay woke.